You're now tuned in to It's Your Season with Bishop Keith Felton, Senior Pastor of Trinity Christian Center. This program will empower you to be the person God has designed and created. At the end of this broadcast, information will be given for times and location and CD purchases. Now, a word from Bishop Felton.
Good morning. It's an awesome day that God has made. I am so excited to be preaching and teaching this morning. Listen, tell someone, It's Your Season is back on the air, and I'm so thrilled that we can come together and bless God.
We're coming back this Saturday morning with part two of the two-part series, Where's My Honor? This morning, I'm going to be teaching from the subject, Unaccomplished. We've been in church for years, and we've been doing the things of God for years, but we have nothing to show for it. Listen to this message. It's going to bless your life.
And never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I want to preach from the subject, part two. Somebody say part two. I'm going to be primarily teaching from the message, Unaccomplished, part two, Unaccomplished, part two. Look at somebody say, finish something. Amen. Do something. Amen. Unaccomplished. The primary thing and the premise that God had for me in this scripture, and those that were here Wednesday night, close your ears off until you hear something new. Amen. Because it's going to be a review. Amen. Listen, unaccomplished. God had been dealing with me this week so powerfully about the state of the body of Christ that we have come together religiously and dogmatically to just have church. But it seems as though the more we have church, the more impotent or powerless we become behind closed doors. And the Bible says this, ever learning, we are ever coming to church, whether it be Wednesday night, whether it be Thursday night in some settings, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, we are ever learning. Somebody say ever learning.
Ever learning.
We're more knowledgeable about the Bible. We're more theologically astute than we've ever been all the days of our life. It's just that we know church, but we very rarely see change in our personal life. The church has become reduced to a gossip pool and reduced to us tearing down each other. Yet in our own personal life, there's so much incompletion and things that are not connecting the dots. And it had become a pariah, so to speak, in the body of Christ, that if you really want to get hurt, don't go to the club and don't go to the bingo lodge. If you really want to get hurt and crushed, they say go to church. Go to church and you will be hurt, crushed, set back for years because of what people are doing to each other inside the church. We're not building each other. We're biting each other. We're not developing each other. We're yet devouring each other. But at the same time as we devour each other, our personal life is still lacking. Our marriages are fragmented. Our finances are in a valley. And God said, you have too much to do behind closed doors and to worry about what people perceive you or think about you. Look at somebody and say, you have something to do. Now in the body of Christ, now my experiences in church is that I've got so much not done in my life. And when I come to church, I come with a mentality. It's God, I need you to help me get this done in my life. No matter who likes me, no matter what person gets with me or gets against me, it really does not matter because the things that are not accomplished in my life. We cannot come to church with a mentality of let's see who's going to be here. Let's see what this person is going to do. Let's see what this person is wearing. This person is driving. When you got too much things in your life that needs to be fixed, it needs to be mended, it needs to be brought together, because behind the smiles and the waves and behind the kind gestures, there are men and women that are dealing with situations in their life that makes coming to church frustrating. How can I come to church for years and there's no change in my life? I hear God that he can transform me, but he's not changing anything. And we sing and we dance and we prophesy and we do all these things, but in our own life, we're not accomplished. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? They say that the divorce rate in the church is higher than it's ever been before. Is anybody in the building? Domestic violence in the church as high than it's ever been before. But yet still we can come in here and shout and leap and fall out when our life is left wanting, our scales are unbalanced. And although this is not a popular message, but the truth has to be told. What good is us coming together if our life is falling apart?
Jesus.
God Almighty. Is anybody in the building? Ever learning. We have got so, we are more word knowledgeable now than working the word knowledgeable. We can talk about the word, but we don't walk the word. We're more impressed by each other and how much we know. And God said, look at how much my people know, but yet their life don't resemble what they know. And sometimes you can be shouting and have a tremendous word that will transform and change this society, but you cannot have power to change your own life. God Almighty. Look at somebody say, passing the wrong torch. We are literally passing the wrong torch to a generation that will be poisoned by how we serve God. You know, the kids that's coming up under us is watching how we serve God. They're watching our life. It's more frustrating to see kids making the same mistakes as their mothers and fathers, seeing kids making the same mistakes as uncles and aunts, and we worshiping God, and we serving God, and we love God, but our life is an eerie resemble of what we try to rebuke, and we see it from one generation to the next. And although we come here and we shout, and although we come here and we raise our hands, and although we come here and we speak in tongues, but God said, you're passing the wrong example. You're doing church, but you're not promoting Jesus. You're doing your own agenda, but you're not promoting the Spirit of God, because if you were, your life would bedroom, to your living room, to your job. And God said, there's a sense of an accomplishment that if you can do it in a house and can't reduplicate it in your home, then we are a form of godliness with no talking about me and talking about your brothers and sisters does not make that any better. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Everybody can see the inconsistency in each other's life. But God says it's time for us to get disgusted with the inconsistencies in our own life. I can't be in church this long and I'm still borrowing, robbing Peter to pay Paul. I can't be saying I got all this word in me and I'm still frustrated and worried and the word has not come to life in me, and the only time I am who I am is when I'm in church in front of people. But God said, I need you to be who you are in church, in your house, in front of your kids, on the job. If not, you're just unaccomplished. You're not finishing what I've started. God Almighty. Oh my goodness. We are passing the wrong torch. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Somebody repeat after me. Say, you don't have to be sick.
You don't have to be sick.
To get better.
To get better.
Oh my goodness. You're going to get that. You don't have to be sick to get better. You don't have to have a flu to be healed. You can be just as healthy and in the benchmark of health, pressing 225 pounds, running in marathons, and your life is just as sick as I don't know why. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? And the body of Christ, listen, we look good in front of each other, and we shout, and we jump, and we leap, and we do all these things. The Lord is good, and it's worthy to be praised. And God said, even though we like a spiritual picture of health, but our personal life, it is sick. It does not reflect the Father that pulled you out of darkness and to the marvelous light. God is saying, by now, baby, you should have gotten down to your attitude. By now, you should have got down to your frivolous spinning. You've been in church for years, but you have not accomplished the thing that you need to complete you. Oh my goodness. And even though it doesn't seem like we're sick, but you don't have to be sick to get better. Look at somebody and say, I want to get better serving God. I want to get better, but doing right by God. Oh, y'all hearing what I'm saying? We got more titles in the church than we got cars paid for. Y'all got to get that right now. You pay for your car, they can give you a title. We got more titles in the church than cars paid for, meaning that we got so much know-how in the body of Christ, but yet still the church is still fragmented. We got more people that can prophesy. We got more people that can preach. We got more people that can do grandiose exploits in the body of Christ. But yet somewhere, we're still lacking. We're ever learning. We are ever learning. We are ever doing the same thing over. But God is saying to me that there is a mentality that is being raised up in the body of Christ. That when a man or woman, look at somebody say, I'm coming down your street. We're coming into a mentality right now where men and women all across this world, even in this local assembly, are seeing the error of their ways. You don't have to get prophesied to. It's something about when God shows you yourself. You don't need a prophecy line. You don't need a prophet or a prophetess. It's something about when you're sitting in your living room or sitting in your car and it dawns on you. I've been in church for years and I ain't got enough money to buy a pack of pecans and a 7-Up to drink them, baby. God Almighty. I've been in church for years and I'm still sick in my body, but I'm laying hands on other people hoping that they get healed. God said, you got to look at your own life and say, God, I am so incomplete, and I walk with you and I talk with you, but my life is unaccomplished. I'm still borrowing money. I'm still scuffling. I'm still living from paycheck to paycheck, but I look like I got it on, going on, but I don't have it going on. I look like a picture of perfection and strength and stability, but I'm not there yet, God. And I've been around a fire too long not to know how to make a fire. Listen, just because we do ministry, oh, y'all got to get this right here. Just because we do ministry, that doesn't make it better. Can I say that again? We got men and women that are on the forefront of the gospel in this room, but it doesn't make their life better. I know I'm preaching this right. More responsibility does not make it better. If anything, it makes it worse. The Bible says, too much is given, much is required. Listen, we can climb the spiritual ladder. But God said, what good is it you climbing the spiritual ladder? What good is it if I raise you up in the midst of your brethren, in the midst of your peers, but your life does not even represent, oh my goodness, your life is an eerie shadow that you have a physical raising up, but your spiritual level is still the same way. And one thing I've noticed about us in the body of Christ, we're always asking God to do something. God, I need you to do this, and God, I need you to do that. And God said, you should be at a level that you know that I'm going to do it, that you know that I'm going to open up a door and bless you, that you know that if you stand for me, I'm going to stand up for you. God said, you should know better. You've been walking with me not to be that so unaccomplished in your spiritual maturity, but you want more titles and you want more responsibility. You want to be seen amongst your brethren. But Jesus said, whoever wants to be great among you must first be a servant. And God said, everybody wants to be seen, but nobody wants to serve. Everybody got something to say, but nobody don't want to fish nothing to drink. Back up no carpet, baby. Be here on time. Stand up for righteousness. Do what God called you to do, whether they like it or not. And God said, that one thing in your life should be accomplished by now, that you don't care what people think. Look at somebody and say, I don't care. God Almighty. We are sending the wrong message. We're sending the wrong message to our young people. That grown people go to church every Sunday. They make it out the Bible study. But our life is so un what we believe. We say God gonna do great things. And one thing about a kid observes everything. A kid observes. Every time we come to church, we pray, but we still ain't got no food in the house. We pray, and we still seem like we're struggling for paycheck. But God said, you got to make the main thing the main thing. Your responsibility is to not look good in the sanctuary. Your responsibility is to take the sanctuary to your house so your kids will be the next generation that will stand on righteousness, not ridiculousness. What does it profit? Look at somebody and say, what does it profit? What does it profit if I climb into the next level of ministry and my boys are destitute? What does it profit if I climb to the next level of ministry and my wife and I get a divorce? What does it profit if I look good in front of you guys, but I'm poison behind closed doors? What does it profit if I'm a public success and I'm a private failure? What does it profit if I got this word in me, but I'm home, I'm like a scorpion, and I'm stinging everything that I touch? What does it profit if I'm claiming and walking on the scriptures, but my life is just as dry as a desert and I can't get no water to, oh, y'all got to get this right here. And God said, you need to look at your life. You got to be careful that you're doing this thing for the right reasons. Oh my goodness. Look at somebody and say, what does it profit? What does it profit? I'm coming to church every Sunday and I'm still not mature. What does it profit if I'm in leadership and I can't take looks and stares and I'm still biting my fingernails because I'm scared people talking about me? God said, what does it profit? You are unaccomplished and you're building things that don't need to be built, and you need to fortify things that need to be built. Ever learning ain't never able. It is always something that's keeping us from doing what God called. You know the ultimate thing that what God wants us to do? He wants us to mature. He just wants us to grow up. He just wants us to say, you know what? Finally, you can come in and get the word and not feel like you. Look at somebody and say, finally. Finally, you can step out and say it and not worry about what people see. Finally, everybody in this room has a ministry in their lives. Everybody in this room has something that God has put in you and before the foundations of the world. And no one can look at somebody and say, you can't touch it. The only thing people can do is embrace it or be intimidated by it. And God is saying right now, you have got to stop sitting yourself down because people are becoming intimidated by the anointing that's in your spirit. You have got to stop sitting down on your own life because the anointing in your spirit. Oh. I'm going to dumb down a little bit, so I don't want nobody to see how powerful I am. The devil is a liar. God said, how you going to come forth if you worry about what people say? You got to open up your mouth and begin to be who you are. Look at somebody and say, stop hiding. Stop hiding from your brother. Stop hiding from your sister. You're so scared that they're going to see what's inside of you and tear you down. The devil is a liar. If they tear me down, at least I'm building up the body of Christ, and I'm not hiding anymore for what God is doing in me. Oh my goodness. Never able. We seem like we're never able to come and to the level that we need to be because we're still getting tripped up by people, places, and faces. Somebody said never able. Got all the word in us, but we yet never able to come into a session or a season of maturity. That means that we can be in church for years and still don't have anything. That means you could be in church for years and still home is just as havoc as I don't know why. And you know, believe it or not, in churches, when you come to church, they say some of the most heated arguments is when you come to church. Some of the most heated things are when you're getting ready to come to the house of the Lord. Some of the most disgusting things happen. Listen, before you come to church, and you could be going through Monday through Saturday and everything goes off without a hitch. But it's something about Sunday morning. Somebody say Sunday morning. It's something about when you purpose in your heart that I'm going to give God some time. It's something about when you walk through the doors and everything hits you at one time. You can get out of your car and you're just so happy to be in the number. And you hit the threshold and you see people looking at this side. And you see people looking at that side. And God said, you got to grow up, baby. You have got to grow up. You have got to come accomplished in this area. If they look at you, don't let what they're looking at stop you from looking at me. Because you take your eyes off me, you're going to sink in controversy. You're going to sink in he said, she said. And God said, you too old not to be. Oh, my goodness. Did y'all get that? So Wednesday night, this is just a little review now. Wednesday night, I was sharing with the body of Christ that coming to church is like going to a shopping center. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Those who were there know what I'm talking about. When you go to a shopping center, you have a list of what you need. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I need some milk. I need some bread. I need some chocolate bars. Pecan twirls. Yoo-hoo. I got off track. That's my little grocery list, amen. But I'm getting better. You have to have a list. Somebody said list. You have to write out those most important things. That if you forget those things you want, you have your necessities. Even in the body of Christ, when you come to church, when you're getting ready for church, you have got to write in your spirit. I don't care if you have to take a piece of paper and write it out. When I get to church, I'm going to get in the presence of the Almighty. And then I'm going to put my petition before him. Lest I get off focus. And the whole purpose of a list to keep you on focus. Somebody say, stay focused. The whole purpose of the list, when you go to the grocery store, that when you walk in it and you see somebody you know and they hold you up. Listen, are y'all hearing what I'm saying? And they begin to talk to you about stuff that doesn't even matter. You can shake it off and say, let me see what I come here to do. Most of us come to church without a list. We don't. And God said, how can we not have a list when all this hell is breaking loose in our life? God, I need you to bless me financially. I need you to open up the door for this job. Lord, pray for my babies. I don't care if Sister So-and-so don't like you. Brother Flip-Flop not talking to you. You may get thrown off for a little bit, but you got to get back to the list because you're not going home the same way you came. And you start grabbing what you need and put in your bucket. And you start grabbing blessings and putting in your bucket. I got that. You start grabbing this and putting them in your bucket. So-and-so said this and so-and-so. I don't care what so-and-so said. So-and-so don't live with me. So-and-so don't pay my bills. I got to get what I need because my life ain't looking like I'm... My life ain't looking like who I'm following. Look at somebody say, stick to the list. I don't care if they talk to you in an hour way, it won't get your mind because you already got it written down. I need a breakthrough. We need to get that. I need this right here. We need to get that. People that don't have a list come to church looking for stuff. Come to stuff just grabbing everything. But I'm not here to grab, baby. I'm here to get down to some stuff that's going into my life that's trying to make my walk with God contrary. Oh, I hope y'all get something out of this. So that way we won't go back home just as dejected because we got off focus. God, I'm in your presence, but I'm never able to get what I want. And God said, because you got your eyes on everything else. I don't know what this is for, but I'm talking to people that's going through some stuff. I'm talking to men and women right now that don't have time for no games because you're going through something that's trying to take you out of what you believe. And now it's time to get rooted and grounded and established, holding firm the faith that, God, I want to see something finished in my life. I'm tired of crying and I'm tired of being crippled by my economics. I'm tired of can't do for my kids. I'm tired of trying to persuade others. And my life is not lining up to what I believe. All we do, we come to church and we serve and we do a little while and we get mad. We get mad, then we leave. And then we go to the next church and we look around. Because if you don't get rooted and grounded, anything can run you off. When you don't have an agenda for your house, your mind, your kids, your husband, your wife, you have got to have an agenda that when the winds blow, you're going to stay standing. Look at somebody and say, I'm standing. I am standing. Come hell or high water, I'm going to be still. I am going to be still. And this time, I'm going to be able to get it. It's sad, but it's true. We could be in church for years. Are y'all getting anything out of this? Amen. We could be in church for years, and we can worship for years, and we don't even have enough money to bear us when we die. It's the truth. I've been preaching for 21 years, and I've been to a lot of funerals. They was in church, but they never got around to handling their personal lives. We could be in church for years doing the things of God, and our kids don't even want anything to do with us. I'm so sick of mom and them, sick of daddy and them. I wish they loved me like they love the people at that church. Oh my God. I wish she loved me like she loved the pastor. Loved me. He loved me. Daddy loved me like he loved the pastor. They loved the pastor more than they loved me. And God said, you so unaccomplished, it is pathetic. Oh, y'all hearing what I'm saying? You're building things that don't matter. And the things that matter, you let them sift through the streams. And don't listen, I said this years ago, baby. Don't let the young man or the young woman make it hard for the old man and the old woman. Because it's as sure as you got health and strength today, that same child, that same loved one has got to take care of you when you can't do for yourself.
You telling us, sir.
So we become more satisfied with how we look in the church. How we look amongst each other. You know, listen, how you perceive me as the bishop of this church, I thank you. You like me, you like me. You don't like me, you don't like me. I guarantee you, it's not going to stop me from being me.
That's right.
The thing listen. The God that I serve, the wife that I love, and the boys that I'm leading, they mean so much to me that if I'm off with them, then I'm off with my whole life.
Come on, sir.
because I lead the church through the Spirit of God, but I live with them. And my life, listen, my life would disqualify how I lead. It is not how the elders and the different bishops and the different apostles perceive me. It's how my boys perceive me, because one of them might take the work to a whole nother level. Now, if I come home and I'm good in church and I'm bad at the house and I'm shaking and jumping in the church, but they don't have anything to do with me at the house, then I am a liar and I should not be preaching the gospel, because I care more what people say than what God blessed me with. God Almighty. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? So many preachers have decimated their own lives. And although they were good in church, they were never good at home. And they spawned a whirlwind in their families from generation to generation. Their kids got up, grew up, that despised church. I can't stand church. Church was what ripped up my family. Church was what did me in. I went to church and I got molested. I went to church and I got used. The church is the church. What you are accomplishing. Look at what your neighbor never able to do, because we're so wrapped up in what the people in the church have to say about us. Oh, I know this is a hard word, but you got to embrace this. Somebody say unaccomplished. Lord have mercy. Never able to come into the knowledge. Never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Meaning that we know the truth, but we're never able to. Look at somebody, says, always something. I'm just a human being. You're not just a human being. God told me he's speaking to me in a special way. No, he's speaking through you, through Christ Jesus. And what I'm teaching this morning is, don't let church sidetrack you from Jesus.
Amen.
You know, most preachers won't preach like this before fear of losing people.
Again, sir.
Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Do you not know when I stand before God, none of y'all is going to be with me.
Amen.
And if the world with you could do nothing for me. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I'm here to preach the truth. If I didn't love you, I will entertain you, but I'm not going to entertain you. I am going to share with you, Trinity Christian Center, leaders of Trinity, parishioners, supporters, what good is it we come to church if our life is jacked up? We don't have any money to pay our light bill because we're not tithing, because we curse and we shout and jump, but we curse and we know better.
Listen, I'm out of time. However, you can hear this broadcast every Saturday morning from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. on this station, WPZS, Praise 100.9 and 92.7, and on a podcast any day and every day on www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. If this message has blessed you, we want to hear from you. Call us at 704-905-1371. That's 704-905-1371. And for more information, stay tuned to the announcer. Listen, let's meet together again next week as we go deeper into the Word of God. And remember, make this year your season. God bless.
Trinity Christian Center is located at 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28262. Service times are Sundays at 11 a.m., Wednesday empowerment at 7 p.m. Please feel free to visit us on the web at www.trinitychristiancenter.net or call us at 704-905-1371. That's 704-905-1371. If you're interested in purchasing today's message, just ask for offer 007. At Trinity Christian Center, under the direction of Bishop Keith Felton, lives are being changed, souls saved, and the word is being taught. Here's a testimony at what is going on at Trinity Christian Center.
Hi, this is Evangelist Kirkland, and I know you hear Bishop Felton on the radio. I'm telling you, if you just come out and you experience what we're experiencing here in this sanctuary, we just give God all the glory for the powerful way that he uses the man of God.
Trinity Christian Center is located at 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, in the Gold Hill Pavilion. For order of services, call 703-
904-905-1371 or go online at trinitychristiancenter.net.
Here's another testimony.
Reverend Stephen DeBose at Trinity Christian Center. We just want to invite you out and listen to Bishop Keith C. Felton.
And this is Reverend Kathy DeBose, and I'm telling you, the word of God comes forth. So come out and see for yourself what you've been missing.
This is Bishop Felton here. Come out and be a part of this exciting atmosphere at Trinity Christian Center. If you're in the Charlotte or surrounding areas, I encourage you to come out and be a part of what God is doing at Trinity Christian Center. Be blessed.